Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Rabbi Noam Yoras Yishei Yichiel, schluss Moshe Meshdim, right? So Moshe Mordechai. We're learning Tosfos, Rabbi Basra, and the Beis Amar Aleph, Dibur Masra, the Fikach. The Mishnah teaches that under certain circumstances, either Shutif can coerce his neighbor to share in building a dividing wall. The Mishnah then concludes, the Fikach, therefore, since either partner can coerce the other to build, we can safely assume they built it together. That's why if the wall collapsed, they share equally in the material and the space of the original wall. So we can infer from the Mishnah that without the lefikach, i.e. when one partner cannot coerce the other to build a wall, then the din is not necessarily they divide equally. If the din would be they always divide equally, regardless of whether they can coerce one another to build a wall, why does this Mishnah say lefikach? So Tosfos discusses, what's the din without the lefikach in a case where they can't coerce each other to build? Tosfos is going to argue that seemingly in such a case they will also say achloku. If we don't know who built the wall, then we have to explain why the Mishnah says the lefikach. Says Tosfos pelu shlofisha boner makoisel bal karcham o mishum dehikim zela zelasis kuda lishnakam. The explanation of the word lefikach is that since we build the wall, even against the will of one of the partners, therefore the rule is that they divide the material and the property. Either because they contractually obligated each other to build a wall, according to the first opinion of the Gemara, that holds that Hezek via Lav Shmei Hezek, that seeing into another's property is not called damage. And therefore, they have to make a kinyan, ze la ze, to make a wall, to build a wall. And when this wall collapses, they divide everything between them, as the Mishnah states, providing kagon diyadul anodayim v'zochem shikim ze la ze, in the instance where it is still known to us, and we remember that they contractually obligated each other to build a wall. In such a case, even though we're not aware of the details of their obligation, doesn't matter. Once a general commitment is made, each partner is obligated to follow the specification of the Mishnah and can be coerced to do so. So that's the explanation according to the Lishnah Kama, that Hezek Re'iya, Lav Shmei Hezek, that they took upon themselves to build this wall. Once they took upon themselves to build the walls, then you know that you can assume that the property belongs to, the area belongs to both. No. The wall belongs to both. Lishna bas, mishum hezek ri, and according to the second opinion, which holds that hezek ri is shmei hezek, they don't have to remember anything. They built the wall because of hezek ri. But the fiyah shita rishona medubar she shutafim etchayvu ze lazeh ayde kinyan shivnu behem kotel. V'lachayin lachara kinyan hem kofim echad et hasheni lekayem et etchayvut. So they can force each other to be mekayim this chayvus. And then we remember the kinyan, according to the second opinion, the shutfin forced each other to build the wall, even without a kinyan that they made between themselves. Hezek is called Hezek, and they can be tovei each other to build a wall in order they shouldn't harm each other by looking to each other's courtyard. Now the Tosis gets to the kasha. Vim tomar uma ilya mishin dubon na kaisel bal kolchom.
Now
Vida behechte fall bei der Schuss, mein Pori hat so klassisches Chosis. Schleip bei der Schuss, ach, wie am Mischaloyen. Shoalim Tosfot, why did the Mishnah have to give this reason at the Shutfin? Explain why the Shutfin split up the place and the stones of the wall after it falls. Because originally, they can force each other to build the Kaisel. Why did the Mishnah say, Lefikach, since they can force each other to build the wall Baal Korcham, Mimela, the area and the stones belong to both of them. The question is, even without this reason, the din should be echlokal. Even if the Kaisel fell into the rishus of one of the Shutfin. Why? Because this Mitzius doesn't, that the stones fell into his property, doesn't make him into a muhsuk. Because neither of the shutfin has a chazis, which is a mark on the wall that proves that he was the one who bought it. That he was the one who built it. In other words, the din would be achloku, even if they wouldn't be able to force each other. And even if it fell into one person's property, neither of them has a chazis. The fact that the stones fell into one person's side doesn't make him the muhsuk. And the proof is, when there's no chazis, there's no muhzakus for either of them, even if the kaisel fell into his rishus, that the Gemara later on asks, and what it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, that Shutfin Shiratu live in the Siachat Kaisel Bavika, that Shutfin who wanted to build a wall together in a valley, they make a chazis from two sides of the wall. Why do both of them have to make a chazis in order to prove that they both built a wall? Neither of them should make a chazis. In Memela we know that they both built a wall. And if we're going to say there's no chazis, and the wall fell into the rishus of one of them, he's considered the muhsak on the avonim, and the other one has to bring a raya to be mekabel the avonim back. So what's the Gemara's kasha? They both have to make a chazis, so even if it falls into the wall, even if the wall falls into one guy's side, one guy's property, so he's not going to have a din muhsak. So in fact, they both have to build a chazis, muhach. The Gemara asks, why do they both have to build a chazis? Neither of them should build a chazis. So from this kasha of the Gemara, that neither of them should build a chazis, you see that even if they didn't make a chazis at all, the Baal HaChatzer, into which it was Rishus, the wall fell, is not considered a muksuk. And therefore the Gemara is saying, so don't make a chazis at all. What do you need the chazis b'chlal for? So here also, the fact that it fell into one guy's Rishus doesn't tell us anything. So even without the fact that they could force each other to build a wall, we should still say, Yechloiku. So what's the Mishnah's Lefikach? Since they can force each other to build a wall, either because they made a kinyan, while Tezek Ria, we split it up. You know, they couldn't force each other. The very fact that the wall fell, we don't know who it belongs to. You go 50-50. Mamshichim Tosfot ve'omrim. V'had amrinan ba'asho agabi machlif pana v'chamor. And that which the Gemara says in Perek HaShoyel, concerning the case in the Mishnah, where one exchanges a pregnant cow for a donkey. And similarly, at the beginning of Perek HaBayis V'Aliyah, the Gemara makes the same comment. The Mishnah there says, And if two people own a house, an attic is partners. One owns the house, the other owns the attic. If the entire building collapses, they divide all the material equally. Neither can claim that the whole bricks are his, and the broken bricks belong to the partner, since we can't recognize to whom these unbroken bricks belonged to originally. So in both cases, the Gemara challenges the Mishnah. Let's see in his possession the disputed article is found. And the other part would be considered as one who attempts to seize from his friend. In which case, the burden of proof is upon him. If the calf or the whole stones are in either of the party's possession, that person is a muhsak, and he gets to keep the calf or the stones. As we don't know, somebody made a kinyan on a. Somebody was machlif para b'chamor, and someone made a kinyan. The bala para made a kinyan on the chamor, and the para gave birth. And we don't know if the para gave birth before the kinyan or after the kinyan. Gave birth before the kinyan. He owns it belongs to the calf belongs to the original owner of the para, and if not, belongs to the new owner. And we don't know. So Gemara says the din should be. Let's see in whose rishus it is, and then a motzmech rel varaya. And the same thing in the bais valiyah case. Hainu, so why not here? So here also we should say, let's see in whose rishus it is. And a motzmech rel varaya, that's why you need the lefikach. You need the lefikach to tell you that only because they can force each other, you know that it was chetzi chetzi. But if not for that fact, we would see in whose rishus it fell. And a motzmech rel varaya, that's why you need the lefikach. So Tosis says, no. Hainu, it's not a good tushtel. Why not? Mishum, dahasam, mitchilat mevuro haya hadavor. That's only because they're above mitzia. If the calf stones originally before the transaction, before that's collapsed. Dahasam, mitchilat mevuro haya hadavor. Originally, it was, the situation was clear. Why was it clear? In both cases, Tfisis Hadavra was Lifnei Leidas HaSafek. In the case of Machlif Parah B'Chamor, when was the Safik Misair, when was the Safik aroused? When we see that the Parah gave birth. Ve'az Nimtzav Lad Bilshut Achad Mihim. And also Bais Veliyah Shenaflu, when was the Safik Misair? After the Bais fell. And the Safik was Misair, the Avonim were in the Rishis of one of the Shutfim. So there, Mitchila Ya Barur, the Mishayach Adaval. Ulachar Mikhen Et Urer HaSafik. ובשתורר הספק, היה ברשות אחד מצטדי הספק. It was on one of their sides. So he was מחזיק before we had our ספק. ובזה נאמר, and there we say, I'm רוצים לחבר, עליו הרעי, you want to take it away from him. But in our נידון, the ספק was מסור before the מוחזקוס. שראי אף בזמן שהכותל היה קיים, even when the כסל was around, היה ספק למי הוא שייך. We wouldn't know who it belongs to. And if they would come to split up the kaisa when it was still around, the din would be that they should split it up equally. Because we're mesupik, who the wall belongs to. So Tosis makes a chiluk over here between when originally we knew the reality and the Leidas HaSafek only came after the Muchzakus, and the Leidas HaSafek came before the Muchzakus. In other words, here in Ashitfin, we're discussing what the din should be without the Lafikach. We don't know who built the wall. And the Safek to whom the wall belongs was created originally from the moment the wall was built, before there was any Muchzak. And if they would argue already when it was still standing What would we say the din would be? The din would be achloku. And explaining the chilek between tfisa koidim leidas asafik, that it's effective, and tfisa la'achar leidas asafik, that it's not effective, Rabbi Chanan writes, in Osches, in the Kodvet Shiurim, based on Tosim Bav Metzia Tzadizayin Abed Zir Maschil Lema, shekol safik shel drora de memoina, zot omeret, shehadavar misupak, the Beis Din has a safik, even without their tainus. Whenever it's a case of drora de memoina, the two Baalei Din are considered kemuchzakim b'mam, and therefore tfisa is not going to be effective after the safik was born, because that's mafkia from the muchzakis of the second guy. Aval im atfisa b'mamon kadma leleidat ha-safik, im ken b'shat ha-safik hu kvar muchzak. So in our case, over here in Bava Basra, it's a case of Dorah de Memoina. Bezin has a suffix even without their tainus. In Memela, they're both considered muchzakim. They're both considered kumuchzakim b'mamon. Since they're both considered kumuchzakim b'mamon, we're going to go 50-50. Mashen Kane, in those cases where we say, let's see in whose rishus it is, v'amotze mechaber al v'raya, in those cases, what are we going to say? We're going to say that since the muchzakus was before the suffix, so now we say motzi mechaber al v'raya. But in our case, the drad ramona, there was already a suffix before the muchzakus. There was already a drad ramona before the muchzakus, and therefore we have to go 50-50. So here, the Tosfos anticipates Akasha in this assumption that if they'd come to Beis Din to dispute the standing wall, Beis Din rule Yachloku. Generally, when there is an ongoing machlokus between Simchus and the Chachamim, by Momen Amuto B'Safek, Simchus holds that when in doubt, what do we say? We say Yachloku. Chachamim, on the other hand, disagree and argue that we don't say Yachloku, but rather Amoitzim Mechaver al Verayi. Why is Tosis presuming that if they come while the wall was still standing, that Beis Din would say Achloku? That's only the opinion of Sumchus. Sumchus is Motem Monamut B'Safek, Motem Echabal Achokin. The Chum say, no. Motem Echabal Avaraya. But if Elu Rabban of the Sumchus, Lassu Mogamut B'Safek Chokin, even according to Rabbanan, who argue with Simchus, and they don't maintain that you divide monies that are in doubt, we say Motzer Rechel V'Raya, but Halcha Moidu, not why, Kevin Nelech Al-Chazak L'Zeh Yosim L'Zeh. Lacham will argue here, in this case of dividing the wall, that we do say Achloku, because here, while the wall is standing, neither party is a greater Chazak, there's no Muchzuk. So, now we go back to what we said earlier. Hilka Chafil Nofil L'Shus Techad Minayi L'Av Sid Achar Kochot. Therefore, it's understood why the chazaka after the wall collapsed isn't valid. For even if it eventually fell into the rishus of either of the partners, the other shouldn't lose his rights. He's going to be getting half. Nothing changed by the collapse of the wall. The same suffix we had beforehand exists now as well. The fact that the wall fell into someone's rishus doesn't change anything. This chazaka doesn't give him any additional rights to what he had before, that he should get half the same way. Hilka chafilu nafu l'shus techad minayim, even if it falls in the shus of one of them, lo yafsid achar koichot. Amshichim Tosfot v'had elo amar hacha kol dalim gavar kemo b'zeh omer shel avotai. And the reason we don't paskin over here, called the olim govar, in other words, whoever's stronger, bein b'rayas, bein b'koach, gets to keep it. Like we find by two people who are arguing about a sfina, Baba Basra 34, each one says it's his. Since this din was only said in a case where there's no Torah de Memoina. Lamar Sha Safek Torah le Beidin, Rak Mechamat Ta'anotehem Shabalei Adin. That's the Pshat and Taisis in Baba Metzia 2:2. This din of Kol Dolim Govar is where there's no Torah de Memoina. In other words, the Safek. It's only because of their times. When the subject is their times, we say Kol Dolam Govar, and whoever's stronger gets it. As is famous, the idea is the Rosh, that whoever it's his is going to work harder to get it because he really believes that it's his. But here, the Safek was Misari without the tainus of the Shnei Shutfin. We have a Safek Amita, we have an objective Safek, who the world belongs to. In such a case, we don't say Kol Dolam Govar. Sasachoshin and Simon Kufnan Zion Gimel asks on Tosfos, Lachora, this Mitzvah that the Koisel is in between two partners is closer to the Mitzvah of Shnei Mochzim Metalis. Because the fact that each one lives next to this wall, that's like a Hachzak of a Koisel. And when two are Mochzak B'Maman, we don't say the Chaluk of Maman Shem Amut of a Safik. So Tosfos should not have explained, it's not because here is it's Torah de Memoina. There's an objective suffix. Rather, because here, each one is Muchzak on his own. As Tosis writes in Bav Metzia Beis Amud Aleph, that when two people are Muchzak, we don't say Kol Dolim Govar. So that's the Tosis question. A Koponim, we have, this is the first part of Tosis, in Mitzvah Hashem, in the next year, we'll see the second part. And we already saw in the flows, Baruch Hashem, it's a big tainuk. Just learn Tosfos, learn Pshat and Tosfos. Very, very chashuv a Tosfos. There's so much said about it. And we're in the framework of our shiur and Baba Basra, we were learning this sugya, and in order to understand those shiurim, one needs to have learned this Tosfos. So Mirtz Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya, in the coming shiur, we will complete the Tosfos Bli Neder, and then we'll continue our foray into the amazing, fascinating world of Baba Basra. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.